Thanks for listening to the podcast. We hope you enjoy it. The show notes are included in the summary for each episode. Notes can be accessed from the Mobile Marketing Podcast link at the top and bottom of the dominoresearch.com website. If you like the podcast, please take a moment to help us out. Rate and review us on your preferred medium. We are currently available on iTunes, Google Play Podcast, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. Thank you. Hey there, and welcome to the latest episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, the podcast that helps you navigate the ever-changing landscape of mobile marketing. Are you new to the world of mobile marketing? Maybe as longtime listeners, you have wondered how we stay on top of the latest marketing trends. Well, today we're going to give you some secrets, and we're going to tell you what blogs we read to keep up with mobile marketing trends, technology that keeps us motivated, and things that keep us entertained. So, I am Kim Stewart.
And I'm Hazel Freeman, and welcome to another episode of Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy.
So, part of our daily routine, in case you just happen to randomly be wondering, is to stay up to date on the latest trends involving mobile technology and how to use it to market for brands, retailers, event professionals, etc. Basically, how our potential customers can work with it.
We are pros. It's what we do, and we've been doing it for a long time. Wouldn't you say so, Kim?
Yes, we have, actually. So today, we thought that we would share with you some of the places where we get information from. Not just blanket digital marketing sites and blogs, but actual specific blogs that we read and why we like them.
And Kim, you know, it's funny, we usually do an episode about our favorite podcasts, not blogs. But can you believe that with all the podcasts out there, there's no one specific mobile marketing podcast other than ours to listen to? Since there's a lot of digital marketing podcasts that cover mobile marketing in an episode here and there, but pure mobile marketing, our podcast, Mobile Wallet Marketing Made Easy, we are on top. I was on the various podcast sites like player.fm and searched, and we were the only consistent one that came up.
You know, that's funny because mobile marketing is definitely not new, certainly not new to us. We've been preaching it for years now, and you know, there definitely seem to be more blogs and articles than podcasts about it. So to get a sense of what's out there, we're going to go through a list of some of our favorite blogs. And then when you get the chance, go through some of our archived podcasts and you will see that they are absolutely on point with the methods and the tactics that will work best for your business.
So listeners, I'm asking, have you prioritized your marketing projects toward mobile? On our podcast, we go through mobile strategies and ways to execute the strategy. We give you an overall scope of how mobile channel works for businesses in hopes that you will execute similar strategies for your businesses, for your business, and offer opportunities to engage with clients that you didn't know you could do.
So, you know, staying on point to be, you know, keeping ourselves motivated with the latest trends and tactics. And I just want to point out that very recently, a couple months ago, Google is now indexing all new websites from a mobile-first perspective, and they are going to transition all of the websites that they index into a mobile-first indexing situation. So if you're not thinking mobile, whether it's mobile marketing, mobile advertising, you need to be thinking mobile.
Right. We want your business to be successful with mobile because it is a real game changer to effectively reach every single interested person that cares about your product or service. So let's start. So for me, one of the blogs I read consistently for years now is mobilemarketingwatch.com. They are out of LA. They are similar to us as they offer a SaaS solutions for business, which is, you know, self-serving software, and their articles cover an array of topics in all areas of the mobile ecosystem, from advertising to technology. They've been doing this for close to 10 years.
Right, and if you go to their site, you will see that they break down mobile into several categories like marketing, advertising, apps, strategy, payments, retail. Like Hazel said, the URL is mobilemarketingwatch.com. And another one that we like is the mobile section in Marketing Land. And it is a sort of an all-around digital marketing publication that has a sister site called Search Engine Land, and they produce a conference called MarTech Today. It's been around for years and years, basically since the early days, and their mobile category is chock-a-block full of interesting articles discussing the latest trends. You know, it goes through things like how GDPR affects mobile devices, how location services fall into that, smart speakers, you know, how to use smart speakers with mobile, all kinds of mobile strategies, just to name a few.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's such a great resource. You can find the mobile marketing section at marketingland.com/library/channel/mobile-marketing.
And you know what? If that's a big thing to try to remember, just go look at the show notes on our website on dominoresearch.com and we'll post the URLs there.
Absolutely. So another favorite of mine has a similar name to our site. It's called mobilemarketer.com. With their strong editorial team, they provide original analysis of the latest trends in mobile marketing industry and work with sister sites that are niched out by industry, like healthcare, pharma, construction, education, food, restaurants, and retail.
So their journalists take what they call a deep dive into industry insights from everything from augmented reality to social media to mobile payments. You know, we look at them as kind of a trusted source, and they do share similar best practices to our site, mobilewalletmarketer.com, and they are mobilemarketer.com. And you know what, Hazel, before we go on, I just want to stop and take a minute to mention a couple of resources that one you use, one I use.
Right.
So it's the two resources. The first one is reddit.com. And while we all know that I am not going there on any day whatsoever, I know that you have joined their mobile marketing community for mobile news.
Right.
You know, and the other I would say is Pinterest.
Yes, Pinterest. It's true, listeners. By searching mobile marketing, a great many infographics come alive, and you can find some good strategies, if you know what to look for, that is. Thanks for telling us about those two great resources, and our listeners may not know that we use.
You use. I do not go to Reddit.
That's right. That's right. I go to Reddit.
I do not go to Reddit. So, other blog sites. Let me point out another one.
Okay.
So, it's called the Oracle Modern Marketing Blog. There are a lot of articles inside that talk about planning mobile campaigns, opportunities to reach your target audience, takeaways from brands, more specifically brands that use Oracle products that have a mobile-first mindset, and it does a lot to detail how cross-channel marketing works.
Which is brilliant. So, you know, it's Oracle. You expect these articles to be well-written, and they have eye-catching titles. You can find this at the blog at Oracle. So it's blogs.oracle.com/marketingcloud/mobile-marketing. And just like you can expect from a mobile app resource, App Annie, their blog is app specific and they discuss best practices for mobile marketers and mobile app strategy and the latest mobile trends. You can find them at appannie.com, insights/topic/mobile-strategy.
Another mouthful of a URL.
Yes, that's why we listen to podcasts, Kim. And similar to this podcast, they'll go through case studies of clients to see what what's been worked on, what works, what doesn't.
Right. I know you really like App Annie. You know, and to the listeners, this has been a fairly short episode, but as we mentioned at the beginning,
yeah,
there really aren't a lot of resources out there. If you know of any that we have missed, feel free to comment, send us an email, use one of the forms at the dominoresearch.com contact page. You know, if you're also still on the fence about whether or not mobile is right for you, get in touch with us and we can talk it through with you. You know, there's no reason not to try it. We certainly make it easy enough.
We sure do. And yeah, I guess that's all for today. You know, thanks everyone for listening. We'll see you next time.
Great.